Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Hey, Kevin, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
Appreciate you having me.
No doubt about it. I guess the first question, overall thoughts on the tournament up until now? We've learned that this has been a record-setting viewership mark for the entire tournament dating back to last week. Any surprises there?
I don't think so. Like, I think people love the unpredictability of the tournament. I think it's been a really entertaining season in college basketball, and a lot of fan bases believe they have a chance to go cut down the nets. And so it doesn't surprise me the interest is high. Obviously, gambling and just kind of casual interest in what the tournament is, I'm sure, contributes to that. But yeah, I thought it was a great first weekend. A couple of big upsets. Kentucky off the board, obviously, was a huge story. But, in total, we still have the majority of the best teams in the country sticking around with an opportunity to go make a Final Four this weekend.
Well, before we talk about some of those teams that are still sticking around, you mentioned one that is gone in a Kentucky and John Calipari. He's talked about potentially having to reset and readjust how he does things into the future, these young teams and freshmen against these grown men. What do you think the future might look like for Kentucky basketball, and is it going to include him in the long run?
It's going to be fascinating to see how the next 48 hours develop. Reporting is that him and AD Mitch Barnhart will meet tomorrow. The expectation going into that meeting is not that he is getting fired, but things could change depending on what the message is from Cal. Like, what is his vision for the future of this program? Because I do think it's obvious that adjustments have to be made. Getting older is something that a lot of people talk about. I think that's part of it. But I think Cal needs to change just how they operate, right? Like, I think he did a good job this year bringing in some new voices into the room who could help him be more modern offensively. But I still think from a coaching standpoint, I don't think they're where they need to be. I mean, the only way Oakland was beating Kentucky was if Jack Golkey made 8-10 threes. Like that, like you could have told me on Wednesday, how does Kentucky lose this game? I would have told you the exact script that happened. And Kentucky just didn't do a good enough job of denying him the basketball. Talent's not an issue. They do have older players. I mean, everyone says they need to get older, but Antonio Reese is a senior. Trey Mitchell's a senior. Adu Thierro is a sophomore. He's been in the program. So I didn't think it was all about their youth. I thought they just didn't execute, and that sits on the head coach. I do think he'll be back next year unless something drastic changes. But with the pieces already in place, I'm not sure how they get substantially older and change this narrative.
Kevin Sweeney is here with us from SI Now. Well, that's a team that is gone They have to worry about things for the next several months. One team is certainly just beating the daylights out of everybody as they look to repeat, the first team to do so since Florida about 20 years ago, and that's UConn. They beat the brakes off in Northwestern. Of course, they beat up Stetson. Do you see them as just marching everybody on down towards another repeat or towards a repeat?
Look, I think they'll be tested to get there. I'm not to say that they won't win it, because they're a tremendous team, probably the best overall team in college basketball. They have, you know, depth, size, physicality, guard play. I mean, you go on the list of things that make you win in this tournament. They have it, but it's incredibly difficult to repeat. And look, I'm not saying San Diego State will beat them in the Sweet 16, but you get through that. All right, Iowa State or Illinois, two conference tournament champions who are playing great basketball. And then obviously a Final Four, you could see a North Carolina, you could see Arizona, and a championship game against, you know, potentially Purdue, Houston, Duke, you know, Tennessee. I mean, it is a tough road, especially in those final three games, as long as the bracket stays somewhat chalky, which, you know, so far it has. So I think it's going to be a challenge for them. Obviously, you know, to have a great coach, great roster, and playing with a ton of confidence. But there's a reason it's been a while since someone repeated, and I wouldn't necessarily anticipate it being a foregone conclusion that happens again.
Well, we saw Houston have a little bit of a blip last night, taking on Texas A&M. Had to go ahead and squeak that one on by. What are your thoughts on what's going on with Houston, and who would be the largest challenger to a UConn to win it all?
Look, I think Houston is really good. I mean, they have elite guard play with Jamal Shedd, one of the best players in the country, a guy who can single-handedly win you a game, and he nearly did last night with the way that he played. I mean, you know, 20 points, efficient, 10 assists. I mean, just a phenomenal showing. I do think the biggest threat to UConn is still Purdue. Purdue was dominant against Utah State on Sunday. They have Zach Edey, obviously the National Player of the Year, you know, will be two times running shortly, and obviously just a force to be reckoned with that forces you to change how you play. You cannot treat him like you treat any other player, because of that, it opens up a lot of other stuff for the rest of this roster. I'm a believer in this Purdue group. I do think they get to Phoenix for the Final Four, and wouldn't it be quite a story if we saw, you know, the team on the hunt for redemption versus the team on the hunt for the repeat in a national title game.
A college basketball expert, Kevin Sweeney, is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You talk about Zach Edey, certainly been in the news over the past couple of days, and always is at this time of year. You know, people want to think about his growth, and they see someone who's 7'4", and they go, what can he do at the next level? And we heard the comments from his head coach, Matt Painter, about, hey, you know, anyone who doesn't understand what he's capable of, you know, just needs to get off social media. What are your thoughts on where he realistically might end up, knowing that he spent another year in school to develop?
Look, I believe he'll be a late first-round pick, possibly slip to the second, but I think anywhere in that 20 to 40 range is very, very comfortable for him. And look, I wouldn't even be shocked if he sneaks up into the team. I think he's really shown a lot this year as a prospect. Yes, it's hard for guys of his mold to be good NBA players, but when you watch Zach, like, it's so obvious he's not ordinary. Like, he is an elite rebounder, getting out of area rebounds, in traffic rebounds. He does a phenomenal job of, you know, protecting the rim, but also moving his feet. I mean, he's a much more mobile defender than a lot of people give him credit for. Yeah, look, is he ever going to be, you know, an elite switch guy in the NBA? Probably not, but he's good enough there. He's obviously a dominant force at the rim as a post-up guy. He can catch lobs. He makes free throws. I think he will make some jump shots in the NBA, just like Boban Marjanovic does. Like, I truly believe that Zach Edey will carve out a productive role in the NBA. This is still his seventh year playing organized basketball. He's still growing. He's gotten a lot better from last year to this year, and I don't think the development curve is quite over yet.
Well, I'll tell you this much. The further he goes, the higher his stock would certainly rise. When you think about some of the other teams, Kevin, who are still in this with an opportunity, I know you're out of Illinois, and we talked about Illinois potentially moving on, and you can look at some of the other teams, the Creightons in Tennessee. What other team do you think has a great chance to just kind of burst out?
Look, I've always felt like that West Regional is wide open. the quote unquote weakest one seed in North Carolina, an Arizona team that showed some cracks. I always felt like if Alabama could play its best basketball, Alabama could really make a run here. And, you know, they survived two games out in Spokane and make it to the Sweet 16. This team can really, really score the basketball. As dynamic as there is on the offensive end, elite guard play. But I thought they really buckled down and defended, especially against Grand Canyon, who's an extremely talented team. And that's a great sign. If they can defend against North Carolina and put up a competent showing on that side of the ball, they're going to be really good, because when they can score with any team in college basketball. And I would not be shocked if the Tide make it out of the West and wind up in Phoenix.
Well, Kevin, I think it might be a little too late in the game to help some folks win some money. By the time we get to Phoenix and it's time to listen to one shining moment and watch tears and confetti fall, who do you got winning it all, man?
I'm sticking with Purdue, who is my preseason pick. Don't want to stray too far. They haven't shown me anything to believe that they won't. I mean, point guard play with Braden Smith, elite big man, and you know, something about this story produces a lot of, you know, kind of romantic, or something about this sport produced a lot of romantic stories, and wouldn't it be romantic for Purdue to finish the job after everything they went through a year ago?
Yeah, well, let's see if Zach. Well, is Zach Edey, if he's cut, he doesn't have to climb the ladder, right? They're gonna make him climb the ladder. They're gonna make him right.
He can lift up their walk-ons, you know.
Yeah, I think everybody's contractually obligated to at least touch the ladder. Everything is sponsored. And speaking of sponsorship, you know, we talked about this before you got on air. With so much folks watching the game, yeah, we're not shocked that there's so much viewership. What do you think about expanding the tournament?
I think the tournament is great the way it is. And so I would need to see a specific reason why it's necessary to add teams. Like, you know, when you hear Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, say things like, you know, there's too many competitive teams and they're not having enough access. Like, I don't believe that at all. But, I mean, the SEC is in particular at a horrible tournament. Like, why do we need more of them in the field? So, I have no issue with small expansion. Somewhere between, you know, 72 and 80 teams, you know, expand those play-in games on Tuesday and Wednesday. Give us the madness earlier. Like, that's cool. But I think if you wound up if you grow it any substantial amount, you really devalue the regular season and the bubble conversations, right? I mean, championship week, conference tournaments were so fun because, you know, teams were playing for their NCAA tournament lives. And I worry if you get too much bigger, it really will ruin the regular season in college basketball. People don't really feel like they have to care to figure their team will be in anyway.
A final question for you, Kevin. We know that the tournament is still active. It's still going on. We had the transfer portal open up. We already got a bunch of coaches moving around, even in regards to today. What's the deal with the calendar? Is that even fair based on the fact that the tournament is going on and there's so much movement when it comes down to the coaches and the players?
I think it's difficult to address, even though it is a problem. I think the portal thing could be dealt with a little easier than the coaching carousel, because you could essentially put, you know, not open the portal until later. Even if you waited until today after the first weekend versus opening it the day after Selection Sunday, I do think that would help. You know, keep people a little more engaged, whatever, not worry about the off season. But the problem is these kids have been being shopped for weeks. I mean, college coaches use the term the pre-portal. I mean, I can list off, you know, well over 100 names of guys who are in the quote unquote pre-portal in February and into March. So, those guys were going to be being recruited anyway. It makes sense to make it all above board and let those kids go in the portal, but It is unique, and the carousel and that process has sped up the coaching carousel, because now everyone wants to be able to hit the ground running recruiting. So I think that's the challenge is that, you know, you have coaches taking jobs 24 hours after the season ends because they need to go take the next one and go recruit. You saw that with, you know, Vanderbilt just hiring Mark Byington from James Madison today. Danny Sprinkle from Utah State off to Washington.
Yeah.
It's very unique. Obviously, I don't think it's not great for the sport by any means, but I struggle to find an easy solution to it.
Yeah, sometimes there is no solution. They keep on kicking a can down the road. Hey, Kevin, where can people follow you and your work with Sports Illustrated?
Yeah, SI.com. You know, hopefully we'll have all our good stuff for, you know, the rest of the tournament, and then you can follow me on Twitter @CBB_Central. Lots of good stuff there as well.
Hey, Kevin, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the tournament. We'll catch you on down the line, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.